Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Oftentimes on the show, we talk about proposals.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's like, oh my God, we're in Paris. Whatever. That's great. We're going to talk about proposals today, but they have to be the bad ones. Mm-hmm. The pathetic, the PP. Yes.
Oh, sorry. We're trying to go all P's?
Yeah, it's got
to
be proposals. Pathetic.
Problematic.
Problematic. Oh, yes. Pathetic, though. Mm-hmm. Pathetic.
Yeah.
Like, we want to, like, proposals are supposed to be great. There's so many pathetic proposals where, like...
Have you guys... I'm not a Disney adult, but I do enjoy Disney. Okay. I would never... Like, have you guys seen the people that get engaged at Disneyland in front of the castle? But you have to...
Do it fast, because they shoo you
along. Well, that's the thing. You can do it if you have to, like, book it. Otherwise, they shoo you. And, like, there was a dude that ran through, grabbed the ring, and was like, no, 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 get out of here. Like an employee.
He stopped it while he was...
While it was happening. The guy was on the knee.
Because the guy was too cheap to book it.
But I think, didn't know or... Yeah, I think the guy actually did book it, and there was a mishap, a miscommunication.
Oh.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that I want to think about, though. A lot of times, the pathetic proposals, then you have a... Like, if it's too perfect, you don't have as good a memory of it. Like, if everything, the ones that always come to my mind is when the guy, either at a sporting event, at a beach, or whatever, gets nervous and drops the ring.
Oh, yeah, and if it, like, goes down, if it's, like, on a...
There have been ones where they bring out a whole crew of, like, the weirdo nerd buckets with the things, the metal detectors on a beach, and they spend 8 hours and they can't find it,
because
somehow the sand just goes like...
Yeah. That would terrify me. I also think, though, even if it's a good proposal, you have a good memory of it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's just the way it works.
I mean, yours was good, even though you got down on your knees, too, which was weird.
I don't think that's just, like, utter emotion.
Sure.
And I think it was genuine shock, right?
Yes,
like, you were not expecting it?
I had no idea.
You knew.
I knew we would get married. I didn't know we were getting engaged. I thought we'd get engaged months later. So
I'm still choking on the ring.
I see.
No, I just swallowed a lot of spit when I was doing that.
Okay.
I will admit that I've said it before. One of my proposals was horrifying.
It was
the worst.
Remember? Oh, in front of everyone?
No, that one was great.
Oh.
Sure.
I kind of thought that one was weird.
I guess I don't remember the other one.
The other one was she accused me of cheating.
Dude, you have not told me this story. I don't know if he's told you guys.
Because, I was being shady AF. Like, I got to work late. Oh, this. I had all these stupid things. And I'm just like, I'm not showing up at home. I'm doing all these things. And finally she's like, I don't know what's going on, but I know you're cheating.
And then you had to go grab the ring and go, no, I'm not.
I was just like, I promise you I'm not. And she's like, dude, I'm not stupid. And I'm like, we had been drinking, and I was emotional. I'm like, I swear to God, I'm not cheating on you. And then I just grabbed the ring. I'm like, this is why I'm sticking around. I had to design it and then go look at the plans for it. And like, I had to go back 100 times to get this thing done. And you can't just like disappear for an hour when you're in a relationship.
You can't.
So my proposal was me going like, I'm not cheating on you here.
And she's turned off at this. She's like,
yeah. It's like, why is he crying so much? How embarrassing.
Oh my God. Anyway, she's the mother of my children.
Yeah.
So if you've, this was great. If you've pathetically proposed or been pathetically proposed to, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You may text or you may call.
This one is brutal. Yeah. A guy was, I don't know that it was a guy. So let me, but they were dating a girl and she was great, but they just didn't have the feeling that she was the one, but she planned a whole big thing. before their birthday and at the end proposed. And this person said, can we go talk in the room?
Two dates are in front of everybody.
And they said no, and she ran out of the big party crying.
Try for a proposal. Yeah,
you should know someone's going to say yes before you.
You think you know?
You should sometimes have, you should have a
good idea.
Yeah.
I know, but I don't think anybody truly would propose if they had even an inkling it would be a no. You know what I mean? We think we know.
Yeah.
Did you have any worry that they were going to say no?
No. Who would say no to this?
Yeah. You cried a lot. I don't know.
They eventually say no with an attorney.
Okay. Who else wants to tell a story?
There was the one in the news that got us inspired real quick.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is a pathetic proposal or not.
I hate it.
It's really? He proposed with 100 pounds of gravel, but it's like this sapphire gravel that you can get in Montana. And apparently in it, if you sort through it, there are raw sapphires and other gems. And you just have to know what you're looking for. So she sorts through it and they found like 43 out of 100 pounds. She found 43 things that are good enough to turn into high quality gems.
100 rough stones, 43 high quality gems, including one around 4 carats.
So it's that now they're going to take that and make a ring. So it's
I love it.
If you want to get married, work for it.
Because she also, that's my thing. It's like, oh, do you want to marry me? Here's a task. I have enough tasks.
But they were able to get friends and family to sift through together. Like it became a whole thing together. I love it.
Aaron, if you call me someday and you're like, can you come help me sift through this?
Yeah,
problem?
I'm not going
to say no. You don't want to be a part of my life of a big moment?
I am on the pathetic side. It's like, dude, if you get her a ring, like do this separately or like buy the rocks. Everybody sorts through. It's like, oh, we got 43. I'm like, all right, I'm going to see if we can get them polished. Then come back with a ring and go, this was one of the stones.
Oh,
like that's the play.
Yeah.
But not like find your ring.
Yeah. Work for me, girl.
Okay, we're on two different.
I disagree.
Okay.
When I proposed, I had rented, my wife loves carousel, so I had rented out a carousel to propose at. She didn't obviously know I was going to, but the day ended up just being one of the coldest days of all time. Uh-oh. And so I remember like I had gone to brunch with her family and her dad just would not stop saying, man, it's so cold out there.
Stop it!
Wouldn't want to be outside today, I'll tell you that much. And I'm just dying inside, knowing later on today.
That was the day?
No, he didn't. So
you had asked him already, so he should have known.
Yeah, but he didn't know like the day. He just knew it was going to come. But he just kept being like, I wouldn't.
He's ruining it.
Yeah, it was below zero. And so.
Oh my gosh, it was?
Yeah. I looked it up to even make sure I'm not remembering. Like it says the high was zero with wind chills below zero
on that day.
Yeah, and we still did it. So in all the pictures, our noses are kind of running and stuff.
Oh my god.
But I think that makes it special.
Yeah. Wow. When you were wearing coats?
We were wearing coats, but we had to get, it was an outdoor carousel.
She was wearing gloves, so then she had to take her glove off.
Yeah. Oh my god.
So cold of all the days.
Bro,
I couldn't move the booking. I'd already reserved
it. What time of year was it?
February.
Well, maybe that was
Iowa.
It took her forever to sift through the pile.
Oh my god.
All right. Well, if you've been a part of a pathetic proposal, we'd love to hear all about it. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Proposals are great. Mm-hmm. I've done it a couple times myself.
Okay. Well.
But we don't want to hear about the great ones. We want to hear about the pathetic ones. Alicia?
Yes.
Pathetic proposal. What's your story?
Oh, I would never tell anything about me, but I could tell you about my brother. So every year we go on this big camping trip to Steamboat, and him and his girlfriend, they take a horseback and do like this horseback trail. And like this year he kind of set it up so that way we would all be there like trying to record and everything. And so she was really surprised, and he had everything was going perfectly, but he is the clumsiest person and totally tripped on his face in front of everybody. But it's okay because we got it on camera to remember it forever.
Oh. It's okay because we filmed it. Did she say yes?
Yeah, they're engaged.
And cute.
Is his face okay?
Wow.
Yes.
I guess he fell for her.
Oh, right? He totally fell for her. I love that.
Thank you.
Dude, that was the most pity laugh I've ever heard anybody do in the history of this show.
Oh.
Gigi.
Yay.
Pathetic proposal. What do you got?
Okay, so my then boyfriend and I planned this big trip. First trip, like, out of town together. We're out of college, just barely. And we go to Mount Rushmore, South Dakota. And he gets down on one knee. We're kind of down right at the base. And says, I've been thinking about this. And I'm like, what is he doing? And I want to know if you'll marry me. And I did a long pause and said, yes, but he didn't have a ring and he didn't have a job.
Oh my so gosh.
It was, okay, Icky. I'm like, my parents will never go for this.
How is that a proposal without any of...
Yeah, that's why I called. I'm like, oh my God, this is my story. Because for the rest of my life, my answer is yes, but...
Are you guys married still?
Are we what?
Are you married?
Sorry, Mike.
Are you married to this guy? I think we're going to get a yes, but I'm not a...
He did get a ring with the help of his mother finding him a job.
So you are married to him?
Still.
Yes, I'm married to him, and my dad was very thrilled when he got a job, and then he got the ring.
Congratulations.
So, I'm happy for you.
Thank you. I'm listening all the time, and I'm like so excited, even if I don't win. I'm
that's very nice. That's awesome. Sweet.
Melissa?
Yay.
Pathetic proposal. What happened to you?
Okay, so my partner and I, we were out at karaoke. We're having a good time. We're vibing. And then all of a sudden, he starts to get down on one knee. And I'm like, holy shit. Oh, my God. Like, he's about to propose to me. And literally, as he's getting down on one knee, the host of karaoke calls his name. And instead of finishing the proposal, he's like, oh, shit, I got to go. This is my song. And then,
honey, my song's being called.
If you don't get it now, you're not getting it for a while. I get it.
He literally aborted a proposal to go rock Bon Jovi.
And then maybe he was going to propose from the stage, make it a bigger
thing?
No. No, he didn't. I mean, he went up there and he sang the song, and I was just so upset and hurt that I just ended up leaving.
Are you married?
Yeah. Was that the end of the relationship?
We are not married. The relationship is not over, but we definitely are having conversations about priorities. And why would you just propose to me in the middle of a...
And that's fair. I get it.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Melissa. Lisa?
Yay.
Pathetic proposal. What happened?
Oh, God. So my then boyfriend hid the ring in a dessert.
Yeah.
And it was just left out. I was supposed to eat the dessert, but I guess I didn't get it as quickly as our dog did. Our dog jumped up on the table, got the dessert.
And ate your ring?
Yeah.
And it came out.
He had to confess, like, oh, crap, the ring was in the piece of cake.
The dog got the ring before you even knew?
Yeah, and then I had to find out because he started freaking out because the dog ate the ring, you know? It's such a bad situation on so many levels, you know?
Wow. I'm sorry.
Then, as your romantic proposal... He's down on his knee, as are you, sorting through dog poop?
Or running to the dog hospital?
You sort.
I think, yeah.
You do not just wait.
Yes, of course you do. Okay. A ring is like, most things your dog puts in comes out.
So basically we had to wait. He had to tell me and why he was freaking out. And then we basically had to wait for the dog to pass multiple poop that we had to sort through till we found the ring, which eventually we did.
Okay. And then now you wear it proudly?
Yeah, like you put that crappy ring on your finger?
I mean, not right away, of course.
But an air out.
Sterilized the crap out of it. Literally.
Okay.
So and, you did, yeah. Miriam. Like, do you tell people this story, or is this?
Clearly.
I mean, you're telling us, but like, do you tell everyone?
Well, I'm not like, hey, my name's Lisa. Guess what? My husband hit the, you know, no. I it comes up as a funny story occasionally.
This could still be stuck
now
in my ring.
Kind of funny, but during was horrible.
Yeah.
So then there was no romantic proposal. He never got to go, no. Like, will you spend the rest of your life with me?
But this is true love.
Yeah.
This is true love to be like, you know what? I still want to marry you.
And then your dog is involved, right?
And your dog's like, I want to marry you too.
I know who could be the ring bearer.
You either love or not. I mean, if the proposal sucks, it doesn't make my history and feelings of this man change innately, you know?
Yeah, so. Just the dog.
Oh, man.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
It is time once again for news or nope.
News. News.
I was focused on the crescendo.
I thought we were supposed to, and then I got confused because it separates.
He did both of them.
I think you're doing too much.
I'm not doing too much. We've adapted.
We're not trained for the.
Dad. If you would like to be a part of the Slackerettes, the Slackerettes in their current form are disbanding. We would have you in to sing the News or Nope theme. Either daily, or you come in once and sing it in the studio, and then we just have it.
And there's no pay. So
literally, no, there's nothing. No concert tickets, no nothing. You just get to be in my presence for a few moments. DM us.
Good evening.
Wow, that was a long pause.
I'm just annoyed with you at the moment.
Good evening. So.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What happened to my story? No, okay.
If I had another nope.
We've been tracking this story for a while, doing a lot of research off the clock, but it turns out the worst time of the year to get sick is during the summer. Any guesses why that might be?
The worst time to get sick.
And need to go and get medical help.
Because you want to be outside having a beverage on a patio?
That's what we thought. That was our first.
Yeah, I would say because you have other things to do. Yeah, or you... No, because you're hot and when your nose is running or there's poop coming out of you, like it's not a good time.
It just seems like an unpleasant time because I want to be outside doing stuff. Whereas like the winter is like, fine, I'm already at home. Might as well be sick.
There's a supply and demand thing or something. If the research has been happening.
Yeah, it's actually much more dangerous to get sick in the summer.
Okay.
Because that's when all of the new interns start. That's when they get like they're new to the hospital. The new crop, freshly graduated or freshly
all the little doogie houses who don't know anything about anything.
Yeah, there's actually a 4% jump in its risk-adjusted mortality rate in the summer.
Okay, so you have now given me a new thing to be anxious about.
So
you got to hold either get sick or hold it in.
So you go there and they're like, you clearly have all the signs of dysentery, and they're like, nah, just head on home.
Yeah, I've never seen this before. I'm an intern, you know.
Oh.
That's a real thing.
Yeah, this is real. Of course. It's leading the newscast.
I think it's important to note, and maybe you missed the memo, we've never done real news on this thing. Mm. We kind of pride ourselves on doing stupid Taylor Swift fluff stories.
Oh. Hey.
And whatnot. Maybe a little Demi Lovato mixed in for good measure. But like...
When was the last time we talked
about... When you got engaged?
Okay, she's already like been married a year, so good evening.
Good evening.
It's not Taylor Swift. It's Taylor Frankie Paul news, okay?
Oh.
Malcolm in the
Middle.
What did you say?
Malcolm in the Middle guy?
Exactly. I got an ad for some, and I don't know why, hair restoration thing. It's like, hey guys, that ship has sailed. Is he in it?
I've gotten it too, yeah.
Frank, you're like little Frankie Muniz. Like pop his head in for a second.
Yeah.
So he had hair loss and like.
Yeah, he looks great now.
He does a thick head of hair.
Yeah, of course, lost the Bachelorette, but.
All right.
Whatever. What are you talking about?
The Bachelorette.
Okay.
Yeah. No, actually,
Which
I'm talking
one?
About.
Why would he be on the Bachelorette?
Can I do my story, please?
Huh.
The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives had stopped. Hey! They had stopped filming when the news came out about the Taylor Frankie Paul and her ex-boyfriend Dakota Mortensen issue, where the video resurfaced from a few years ago. Now, apparently filming is starting back up. Unclear if she is going to be involved.
Unclear?
Well, I just, there unclear. Hasn't been a you lot of details released.
An entire Bachelorette show.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, there's also rumors that maybe they're going to end up putting that Bachelorette season up on Hulu, which I do not think is okay. Mm. I do not think we should endorse
this. Just to
this.
Try to recoup some of their
I
cash.
I guess, but yeah, they will start filming, but the date that they're starting to film again and whether or not she and Dakota are in it. Don't know. Wow. I really hope they're not. I hope that they move on from them.
But like,
it seems like this is going to be the last season because everyone's moving. Like half of the show's in California
now. Half of
them
are like, and then I went to Newport, and I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
But they did officially
Whitney's
say
in New York.
Yep.
No charges, right? I believe that was one of the things that no charges were going to be filed.
I think everything was dropped,
which is wild considering the videos.
And considering
well, she was
the
already
child,
charged yes. for that.
Yeah.
Because it came, the video's from like 2023. She was already charged for that. It was something else.
The new stuff. Mm. There's no videos for the new stuff? I thought there was still videos
I
for the new stuff.
That call.
The main video was from the previous charge, but no one had ever seen it. It just all, she needs to go away.
She got to go away.
Yeah.
We're done with her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good news for Good Evening. Good news.
Aaron, you're not going to take this seriously.
I am.
One of the new slackerettes can come in and say good evening.
No, I'm really excited about this, even though
good
I can't
evening.
Partake. Good evening. Little Debbie is launching a new flavor of donuts. It's their
what?
Classic old-fashioned, but it's chocolate.
Okay.
What are we talking? What's a classic old-fashioned mean?
Or like the old-fashioned donut. It's not the like crispy cream soft. It's like a little more rigid.
Oh, and it kind of goes like...
Yeah, it's got like a shell almost.
Yeah, like the glazing is like
shellish. Yeah, yeah.
Thick.
And so shellish it's gonna be, is not... A, okay.
I understood
shell adjacent?
It. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I understood it too.
They look amazing.
Something, they look
so there already
so
is a
good.
Donut like that?
Yeah, it's like old-fashioned donut.
Do you not know what that is?
No. So those it's a little donuts. Debbie old-fashioned...
Did you hear it?
No.
Those are just donuts to him.
Okay, listen.
Ayo!
Listen, it doesn't get funnier. It's not...
They found it pretty funny.
Okay, but so you're saying at some point, Little Debbie had an old-fashioned donut?
Yeah. They have like a plain vanilla one, and now they're adding chocolate. What don't you understand?
He's like, that's just...
Do I need to go in my personal stash and bring some out, or what?
This is hitting me at a very weird time. Because
this is an old-fashioned donut.
She's
oh, that's that. Like an Entenmann's one.
Kind of.
How
and they go,
dare you.
The Entenmann's one like that?
The E word when we're talking about Deb.
Are you saying E is inferior to Deb? Because you're insane.
It is. And I've had this. My wife is
that
from the
is
East
the
Coast
stupidest
and
thing.
Had this argument.
You have said dumb things. You're honestly saying Little Debbie that is packaged and can sit there for decades is better than Entenmann's that are like, crap, that's been on the shelf for a day. Throw it out.
There's no. Entenmann's sits on the shelf for weeks.
Yeah,
not a chance. Yeah. Not as long as Little Debbie does.
All I care about is how badly I need a donut right
this
now.
This is what I was just going to say. I have decided as of recently that I need to be on a donut journey. I've been on this deviled egg journey for a long time.
Come to me.
And
come
now,
to me.
Like growing up, sorry, you already called me old fashioned. There was Winchell's. 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 That's it.
Yep.
Right? Then there were a couple Dunkins and it's like, yay. And then out of business, Dunkin' became just an East Coast thing. Now, then like what
Krispy
came to-
Krispy Kreme maybe came in.
Sort of, but what's the one at, there's one at Stanley Marketplace that's like glazed and confused.
Oh yeah.
And then there's Hertz Donut.
Voodoo.
What the hell is that? Voodoo. My buddy Mark always gets the one shaped like a,
yeah.
and you're like, why are you getting
Voodoo's
that?
Voodoo's a little crazy.
Voodoo's crazy.
Hertz Donuts is good.
What about the one-
There's Parlor. They have gluten-free.
There's the one Marley something. God, somebody look up all the donut shops.
I like a gas station donut too.
Hurley's. Yeah.
I just like to go in and get a King Soopers little bakery donut.
That is not the same because that's gonna have that waxy.
No.
Yes,
no. Also,
oh,
what are you doing with your mouth?
Because it's got that wax.
I don't know where you're. What Lamar?
Lamar's is one.
Lamar's donut.
Is it Shipley's or something? What was the big tall idiot next door got?
That was Hertz Donuts, I believe.
No, Hertz. What? It was the other one. He just handed out a bunch of donuts.
Where was I?
He didn't hand them out here. He handed them out to Inglewood High School because they did his float for St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
It's another play on words.
There's the donut house. There's yo nuts. There's dessert donuts.
Somebody go to his Instagram and look at.
I just like watching you struggle.
Town, Monk and Mongoose. I don't know. I'm not seeing.
What donuts did he hand out?
Hertz Donut.
It was Hertz?
Yeah. I know my donuts.
I'm so glad that we spent all this time.
Anyway, Little Debbie's.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Well, this is it. This is the end of the show.
Okay, you've done this once before.
Nope, this one's real. I think there's a warrant out for my arrest.
What? And you're talking about it here?
And the reward?
It's not.
Go on.
Here's the thing. Somebody was talking to me the other day, and they were talking about whatever, and they go, oh, did you see that movie with the jury and whatever? And I was like, I had this like memory. Eric is going to hate me because I still haven't opened her wedding invitation. But I don't check my mail very often.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
And as this person said the word jury, I was like, the blue and pink envelope. I've seen the blue and pink envelope.
You brought it in.
And I can't find it. And so I don't know if I've already missed jury duty.
Didn't you have jury duty kind of recently?
Did I?
But then you got excused. But maybe that was
my son had it.
No, you had it. But maybe they were actually more like, we'll postpone you. And then
I don't know if I. So here's the thing. All I got to do is get pulled over right now. And if I missed, they will take you. They will arrest you.
No, they won't.
I think they do.
I think they can. I don't know if they do every time.
When
but it's
they
me can.
With this smart mouth. Yeah. I'm like, what are you going to do? Take me to jail? They're like, yeah. Yeah, we're going to take you to jail.
Well, maybe don't get pulled over. You'd.
No, but is there a way to find out? What happens?
Yes, you can be arrested for not going to jury.
I know!
While rare, ignoring a summons can lead to a bench warrant. Oh my gosh, have a warrant out for your arrest.
It's in the mailbox, probably.
I've seen it. I've seen it in my car. Do you really think
the warrant's out for
it? No, that's not how a warrant works.
I don't know.
Yeah, they send you one. They're like, you're up for arrest.
No, that's not.
Look who knows how a warrant works.
No. Okay.
Mr. Going to jail.
Is there a way to find out what is going on in this room? Everybody's sneezing. Jesus.
There's cops outside. That's our
code. Yeah, we're nervous.
I need to know, are there any cops
who want to call you and
who
tell
could
you?
Look me up and tell me if there's a bench warrant?
Wait, did you
but
just
be cool about it when you do it?
Yeah, did you toss your mail or is it in a pile somewhere?
I'm trying to think of where it could be.
So are you telling me that you don't know where my wedding invite is?
I know exactly where your wedding invitation is because when I had my panic attack today about finding the jury summons, I found your invitation right away.
But not there is the a summons. Pile.
So when I have. Once every 2 weeks, there's a group of people who come over to my house and clean it.
Okay.
And just before they get there, I take all
those
my
are
mail.
House cleaners?
Sure. I take all the mail and I shove it into this one drawer so that they can clean that counter where the mail sits. So I went through there and I'm like, ooh, her wedding invitation I still haven't opened. You already wrote me down as a yes.
No, I didn't.
I thought you did. You
I
said
you
did.
I wrote you down as having the option of a plus one.
I thought you had jury duty that day.
Yeah.
Oh my God. There's another thing going on with your wedding that I'll explain later.
Oh, my
God.
That
I might
gosh.
Not be able to attend. But it's good because I'm in jail as well. So don't
what
even.
What are you talking
there's
about?
There's so much stuff going on. It's going
to
be fine.
Why are you going to jail?
I'm going to jail because of the jury duty. And then there's, it's fine. Don't worry about it. If you're a cop, what am I asking? Can somebody help me with my question?
Maybe like an off-duty cop who wants to look, but not hold anything against you kind of thing.
Or can I call Adams County and go, hey,
is there probably a warrant out for my arrest?
No, can I go? Can you check my jury number? Can they look up my jury number
for
and
sure,
tell
by
me
your name and your social security number?
But do you think that's something they want to do, or are they going to be like, no, man, just let the warrant happen, you idiot?
No, I bet
why
they
do you
do
check
it.
Your mail right?
This is it's wildly different, but I do remember one time after a bar with my friend, there were cops outside, and he went up to him and he said, "Excuse me, officer, can you breathalyze me?" And the officer breathalyzed him, said, "You're over the legal limit." He said, "Thank you. I won't drive." And we walked away.
That's a thing that you can do?
Crazy.
That is a wild prospect. So because can't even get you for drunk and disorderly at that point?
It wasn't disorderly. It was polite enough, okay, I guess.
Drunk in public?
It does seem like a risk, but it's kind of like what you're looking for. Like, I need to know, am I in trouble?
Yes.
But if I am...
Don't do anything about it. How do I...
If you accidentally missed your date, contact the jury commissioner. Who the heck is that? He's a mean guy.
If you have help for me... Without arresting me.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You cannot show up
here. Because I can't meet a cop in the parking lot right now, because they're like, come down, I'll just check your ID. And then they're just like, yep, nope, it's you.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios.
Don't settle for a checking account that doesn't earn interest. Open a Boost Interest Checking Account at Belco Credit Union. Membership eligibility required.
Alice 1059.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
A couple of times per week, we are unselfish and tackle someone else's problem. We call it OPP, or other people's problems.
Mm-hmm. Today we have Haley, and she has a cake problem.
Cake.
A cake? Like her butt?
That's what I thought.
Does cake mean butt?
Yeah.
So when one of our bosses said, "You're the pretty girl and you get all the cake," what did that mean?
Why did one of our bosses say that?
We had good ratings or something. He's like, you're the pretty girl and you get all the cake.
She said it to you?
Yes. I think they meant the
food. Okay, anyway.
I'm never going to move up in this company.
Who's our cake girl?
Haley.
Okay. Uh-huh. Haley?
Yai.
Is this cake or is this a euphemism?
Oh, no, this is cake, like, that you eat.
Cake. Okay, well, we can handle that kind of problem.
So we didn't have to say any of that stuff.
Yeah, we just wasted a whole bunch of airtime. So tell us about your cake issue.
Well, okay, so my problem is that my BFF is also the mother of my daughter's BFF.
Oh!
That's not a problem at all.
That's great.
It is great. Well, it is, but not in this situation, because my daughter is turning 6 soon.
Hmm.
And every year, thank you.
She left a gap. Did you feel it?
I know.
I just got engaged.
Right. Congrats. Or I'm
she left a gap.
Right. Okay. You're right. Congrats on your 6-year-old.
Like, happy birthday, daughter. Like, sorry. I felt it. Social cues here. Sorry. Keep going.
Well, thank you. She's very excited. But every year, my friend has baked and decorated a cake for her birthday.
Oh.
Yes. Super sweet. Started off as a nice gesture. It's kind of turned into this tradition for us. But her cakes are absolutely terrible. They're disgusting.
They taste bad?
You are on the
air. Look bad.
Sometimes you got to be honest, man.
Sometimes kind of smell bad.
What is she doing to the cake? There was one cake in the history of mankind that was exactly what she's describing. And I did it when I was managing a store because I didn't like my assistant manager. And it was his birthday. So I packed a bunch of Spam together and frosted it. That is a disgusting cake. Other than that.
Did you get fired after that?
I was the manager.
Okay, seems like bullying.
He was very mad at me, for sure.
Yeah.
As he cut into that chunk of Spam. That is the only way that I can think of to make cake disgusting.
I agree.
Yeah, that's a strong word. You can have a bad cake, one that's like really dry.
Moist, yeah. Or like too much fondant.
Yeah.
Figured out a way to make it disgusting.
Okay. Disgusting is so strong, Haley.
Is this a new development? You said this is kind of a tradition. Did the cakes recently become bad, or
no? They've always they've always been bad. And, you know, other people have said things not to her face as well about the cakes.
Ooh.
Why didn't you said you're her best friend.
Okay, so the thing is, she is so proud of these cakes and has no idea that anyone feels this way about them. And she's even trying to start a TikTok account for her cakes. She thinks it's going to, like, take off. She's going to be the next baker or something.
It's always tough when someone starts a TikTok account for the wrong thing.
Yeah.
What? That's a real thing?
Yeah, and you watch their content and you're like, this is painful. And I'm sure there's people in my life who say that about me, but
you wouldn't be able to tell her cake sucks on TikTok.
Is it ugly?
Oh yeah, they're not.
Oh,
yeah.
They're not disgusting.
Well, yeah. And you might be able to tell. Oh, that's not enough sugar, or you're trying to make it healthier. That's going to be terrible.
So, does your daughter agree that the cake sucks?
Well, I've never asked her 6-year-old. Daughter,
right? No, but I'm saying your daughter, your daughter wants a cake. Like, she's turning 6. Like, when they're 1,
right?
They don't even eat the cake. They just put their face in it.
She doesn't want the cake. No, she doesn't want the cake.
No, she doesn't want the cake. Okay.
Oh, she's like, Mom, can we get a real cake this time?
All right, let's.
Yeah, she's like, love her, but we want a real cake this year.
Okay, let's get you some advice. 303-222-5423. You can text or call. There's not just one friendship hanging in the balance here. Like, if you make this woman mad and she feels scorned, the playtime between the kids is going to go down.
Exactly. Right.
Could you ever have 2 cakes? No, because she would come to the party and be like, why aren't you serving my...
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be horking down the good one. And you know what I mean?
Right. They're like, that was amazing. Never again with the others.
Ew.
This is tough because I don't know that 6 years in you can go, oh, by the way, we've hated your cakes this whole time.
It's your friend.
No, I know. I'm just saying year one.
Would you tell your friend?
Make up an allergy.
But year one.
We're not compounding a lie.
No, but year one you could go, hey, what was that cake recipe? I think it could have used more.
It's year 6, dude.
But now we're year 6. I don't think you can suddenly be like, oh, something's off.
Right. And we're throwing a nice party for my daughter this year. And, you know, she doesn't want it to ruin the party as well. It's a hard place. And she keeps asking for the theme of the party. And I have
your friend is asking, because she's going to bake it into like, if it's Taylor Swift, she's going to do Showgirls. If it's like, okay.
I think you have to just drop the cake. I mean, literally drop it when she brings it.
Oh, and then what for year 7?
Good thing we found this on sale. And then you.
Why would you have the backup? It's so obvious.
Then the next birthday comes around and she's like, I'm going to make 2 just in case. Like,
drop it again.
No. No, that's delaying the problem. That's not.
You're not full of good advice.
That's not good. It needs to be. You need. Like, but I don't know how you be honest with somebody about something if it's their passion. Like, if he had started playing guitar and he's like early on, I could be like, wow, man, maybe those weird little fingers aren't meant for this. But if I've been telling him we're going to make a band for 6 years, it's too late to tell him he
and
sucks.
And then he started a TikTok account and it's so embarrassing. Yes. And you're like, I tell him?
It's too late to tell him that what I should have told him 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I even had the idea of maybe I say it should just be like a family tradition, intimate, and we have the cake all together. But
you're 6 years in, dude. You can't. Haley, you really should have ripped this Band-Aid off. Maybe just talking about it on the radio, she's hearing that she's disgusting. And
so this can't possibly listen to the show. So
she doesn't listen to this show. All right, now we're gonna call her.
She really does have bad taste.
Good morning, everybody. That was Erica. What did you just do?
I did it with my hand.
Okay, Haley.
We're not helping you.
We're not, but we're going to. Worst case, you're dropping it. But hang on. She should. It doesn't help to say what she should have done. She should have told her a long time ago.
Correct.
Is there a point where you can? Like, at what point, if your friend dyed her hair blonde and it looks terrible, but she's so happy, you leave it. But like, at a certain point, you got to go, and she's on her fifth year and she's getting more and more platinum. You got to go, sweetheart, the hair is terrible.
That doesn't affect you, right? When it's a friend's
decision. You have to go out with her and go like,
okay, but if they're happy with how they look, like, that's different than, and then I'm going to dye your hair platinum blonde.
Yeah, because you're right. You're
my friend.
And this is
by the way, your daughter's hair is going to be platinum.
That's where it is. It's right. Like, your daughter's birthday is going to suck.
Right.
And then, like, as a parent hack, you know this. You teach your kids, like, no matter what, be grateful, say thank you,
right,
and clean your plate so she feels appreciated. It's like,
right,
you hork down that nasty cake.
Like, that's like a gift for
yes.
you. This is your, she, yeah.
Could she? Could the daughter request an ice cream cake this year?
God forbid this friend.
And then it's melting everywhere. And she home makes the ice cream.
Out of that creamy thing.
Yeah, and it's like eggy.
Ew, it's all like avocado.
Right.
Gross. And it's all over TikTok too.
Yeah.
All right. Haley doesn't like cake and not the butt kind.
Okay.
She doesn't like her friend's cake.
No, worse.
How do you tell your friend her cakes are disgusting? How do you tell your friend who doesn't listen to the show?
Yeah.
Her cakes are disgusting. 303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423. Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help Haley with bad cake. Not bad cake. Disgusting cake.
Yeah. We're not talking about butts.
Or are we?
I still don't believe it. I don't know how bad can cake be.
Apparently it's pretty bad, but anyway, one of her BFFs has been making cake for her daughter's birthday every year for like 6 years, and she's ready to make another one, and it's like, no one likes her cake.
Right. She's like, we're done. We don't want to do the cake anymore, but can you at this point tell your friend, we hate your cake?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
She's all in on it, too. She's making like a TikTok account and trying to like, this is my thing. Don't you love it?
It's so hard to...
Have another slice, slacker.
It's hard to tell somebody their cooking isn't good. It's even worse if they think it's so good that it deserves social media presence.
Right, they're going to make a career out of this.
So we're looking for cake or advice on cake.
Right.
Kimmy.
Yai.
What advice do you have for Haley?
So I feel like you could kind of fix this in a gentle way by being like, oh, now that my daughter is older, she has an idea for a cake. She wants, I don't know, whatever, strawberries and cream cake. Will you come over so we can make it together? Because we still want it to be from you, but she wants to be a part of it now that she's older.
And then when you witness her.
And then you kind of have a hand in like picking the recipe and like being... I don't know. Maybe you can kind of like zhuzh it up a little bit so it's not disgusting. Yeah.
Little strawberries and cream cake. Sounds hard to make. This friend would destroy it.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like it's one thing to tell your friend some hard truths, but when they're trying to do this like nice gesture over and over again, then it becomes like a little bit hurtful to throw it back at them and be like, but actually,
so make it yourself.
No, this is gross.
And zhuzh.
And
zhuzh.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Thank you, Kimmy. New rule. Zhuzh has to be said on this show every day at least once.
Oh, you just like saying it?
I've never said it before today. Zhuzh. When would I say zhuzh?
Oh my gosh, you zhuzh it up. He zhuzhes his hair.
That is what he does with his hair. It's a zhuzh.
That felt. Okay.
Athena?
Yay.
Advice for Haley and her cake.
I would suggest being creative and asking her to theme the colors to whatever your daughter's birthday is going to be, and then use it in a photo shoot.
Oh.
And get a little messy with it. Just have some cute pictures and then...
And drop
say
it.
That,
and then do what?
That could be your new tradition every year to include her.
Doing
and
a
then
photo shoot with her cake.
We're still not solving the problem that she hates the cake and this woman should stop making cake.
She doesn't have to eat it. It's for the photo shoot.
I know, but somebody at some point
needs to tell
her. Is going to say, oh my God, Haley loves my cakes. You should have my cakes. And they're going to be like, oh, Haley loves them. Haley's got great taste.
Right.
And then they're going to get the cake and go, what the
friend though?
What's wrong with Haley? It's good advice,
yeah. Haley,
but you're still feeding her the wrong information. We're giving her positive feedback to a negative situation. So, but we like it because there's a lie in it.
Yeah.
So thank you.
And a chance to drop the cake.
Uh-huh. Like Susan.
Yay.
Advice for Kaylee and her bad cake.
Suggest cupcakes. We're gonna do cupcakes this year. We're not doing.
Well, what if she wants to make the cupcakes then?
Brownies.
We're still
cookies. Lollipops.
I'm just saying. If you don't tell this bee that her cake sucks,
I know
she's gonna be like, "Oh, I can do cupcakes." Obviously, they're just.
She needs to tell her, otherwise, a kid is gonna say, "This is gross, disgusting." Everybody's gonna say, "Yeah, it is."
Some of the texts are saying maybe you should let the kid say this is gross.
Honestly, yeah, let the kids be the.
Can't be mad at the kid.
Exactly.
But what if you just said, "I got a gift card to Happy Cakes or something." Like, ooh.
Well, that's
I like that business
that's
name. Maybe the friend should take
dude,
it.
Dude, they're caramel. They're
is it a real place?
Oh. They're cooking. They're in the Highlands. I think they're called Happy Bake Shop now. They used to be called Happy Cakes.
Oh.
Broseph. Don't ever go in there.
Why are you calling me broseph?
It's so good. Oh, my God. When I think about
these look Happy Bake.
Oh, my God. They're salted caramel. One is like, and they have GF ones. For sure. The red velvet, I think they make in GF. Thank you. Thank you for the cupcake comment.
Guys, I'm hungry.
Do you know what's the worst thing about this show?
What?
We're supposed to be giving advice, and all we do is ramp each other up about, let's go get a burger. Let's go get food.
Yeah.
Like, we're all heading to Happy Bake Shop. How late do they open? There's not enough time. Joanna?
Yay.
Advice for Haley and her best friend, Cake.
Listen, the birthday girl gets to choose, so I would just say that my daughter...
thinks your cake sucks.
Well, not that. But just my daughter doesn't want a cake, that cake. She'd rather have a cake from wherever else. And I think we're just going to do that. And then she's not hurting her feelings by saying your cake is terrible.
No, you're putting it on your daughter to say my daughter would rather have a store-bought cake.
That's what you have kids for.
There's a lot of texts that are like, say she wants a Costco cake. Say she wants a whatever store cake. She saw one in the store. She can't live without it. So we're going to get that cake.
But we're still blaming it on the daughter and telling the...
fine.
But this woman is still going to have a TikTok account.
She's going to have to figure it out.
Don't worry. T-Eck will still eat the kids.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I need all of my sentimental people to back me up on this.
I'm here for you.
So Slacker's out, but I think
you guys
with me a little bit?
Sentimental?
I can't believe I'm going to torpedo your thing real quick.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe it.
Let me just try it real quick. I'm just going to open my phone, swipe this way. Oh, it's okay. Never mind.
What just happened?
Oh.
You know you're on this day or around this time.
Oh, the memory stuff?
Just now it was like Noah as a little boy, which is gorgeous. Whatever.
Yeah.
It is so often my ex-wife and I.
Oh, really?
And I don't hate her.
But you can't bring yourself to delete the photos?
I would never. She's the mother of my children, you guys.
You don't have to delete them. There's a way to remove this person. Yeah, exactly.
It's not that I, it's just weird. Speaking of sentimentality, it's just like every day is like you open your phone. It's like, here's you two happy. And you're like,
oh. Because you probably don't want to be reminded, but then to even go in and mute her
I don't even want to do that. Yeah, it's just a weird, I got to get 8 years out.
You don't have to.
But I'm saying by then the phone will be suggesting stuff from now.
And it'll just be us.
Now I don't take any pictures. It's going to be food. Oh. This is going to be like, remember when you ate this?
Remember that great trip you took?
Yeah, right. It's like... Yeah,
that feature is dangerous because I have the same thing. And it's like my wife and I will get, look at this. And then hours later, we scroll through. Oh. It just keeps... Cause it
I just
keeps
look at
showing
pictures
old
of Mia
photos
as a princess with wings and all these things. And you're just
so cute.
And she hates it. If she catches me, she walks in. She'd rather catch me watching porn.
Okay.
So she's like, why are you looking at me as a little kid?
Can we go back to T-Hack's thing?
Does anyone just love the transition I just did, though? With the porn and the...
What?
No.
Okay. I know what you're saying. Very nice. So
I should be fine.
It is the time of year where probably other people have done this, but I need help with knowing what I'm supposed to do because my wife sets the recycling like by the door and then it's my job to take it out and I break the boxes down, whatever.
Are we worried again about trash and recycling?
No.
Okay.
No,
okay. I've
gotten over that fear a little bit. God. Although my parents visited and gave me a very hard time about
what?
Do you know if the trash is supposed to come out this week?
What? Oh my God.
Yeah. No one's sympathetic to my issues. So
you, I forgot. Thank you, Erica, yes, for remembering that. How flippin' broken you are okay about the dumbest thing.
This isn't about that. It isn't about that.
Okay.
So sorry. In the pile of recycling to take out are a few of the Christmas cards that we have gotten from friends and friends. I think there's maybe some family, but mostly friends who now they're like lifelong friends. They have kids. So the Christmas cards have pictures of them with their kids. And it's this physical piece. It's clearly way past when we should have done something with it already. I can't recycle it. I can't take it out. I can't get rid of it.
Yeah, just trash it. Burn it.
Yeah. No.
You keep it?
I have all of them actually on my fridge. But
eventually your fridge is going to fall forward.
Eventually.
And you're like,
I have a friend.
And you have to like lift with your legs to like, grab some milk while it's off.
I have a friend who does a single hole punch in the corner and then puts them on a binder ring. And I think each year they do like a thing so you can tell what year.
Oh,
okay.
So you can
flip back and go, oh, here was the hacks in 2022 and here they are in 2028.
How often do they go do that?
I sat through and I don't even know half their people. I was at their home and looked.
You are talking to a first class hoarder in TEC.
Yeah.
Do not allow him to keep
these. We already have social media.
You don't need
it.
But someday it's going to be gone.
No,
take a picture of it.
Of the social media?
Of the card. Oh.
Okay, like, yeah, so that someday you can print those photos?
Why would you need to print it? You don't.
Good point.
No.
It just feels like we have not been the best at sending out physical cards every year. We have, and we've been hit or miss. But we're still on the list of some of our friends who do it regularly. And it feels almost disrespectful. Like we're on the list. They sent it out to us. And then what do I do with it now? Just throw it away? You don't feel anything about it?
No.
You throw it away.
December 26th? How long do you hang on to it?
Same day.
I'm good. Okay.
Open it. I look at it.
She read it. I saw it. Your kids are cute.
Oh my God. First of all, I'm only ever sending holiday cards to the hacks now.
Thank you.
Both of you could just guess. You can just guess what the photo was.
Well, you know I wouldn't open it anyway, so don't even sweat.
I am so glad that Erica's on my side because another thing that's in the pile.
Her wedding invitation.
Her save the date.
Yeah.
Her save the date.
Those two.
Save it for what? You have dates.
Erica's such a good friend. I was like, I can't throw this away.
Those, for some reason, I save until after the wedding and the dress.
That is psychotic.
Okay.
It just feels like, what if it
is
like,
it in it your feels calendar?
Like, what if
it
I is. Need the info?
What if I need the info? Or it just feels like bad juju to throw it away.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it's bad juju to throw away people's families.
I'm not. True. Christmas is going to happen true again. Dude, I'll get another card.
I have the date saved. Trust me. It is saved. But I still cannot. It
I'm
feels.
With him. I have.
The picture of her and Dane, they're so happy on it. And you're like, I'm keeping this. I don't know where I'm putting it.
I don't even know where mine is.
I don't know that you ever opened it.
I did open the save the date. I do remember seeing it.
But not the invite?
The invite is still unopened.
You're going to love the invite, too.
Yeah.
Is it a picture
honestly,
again?
Honestly, the little extra thing is my favorite part. I would keep that before anything
There's
else.
There's an extra thing?
Yeah. curiosity grows. I think save them. And I don't think it's that weird. Okay. I bet people have photo albums filled with them, and I'd love to hear about it.
Okay. Erica just made it back on the fridge.
The Slacker Show.
This show is a big supporter of dogs, right?
Yeah.
We're all dog owners, I believe. Nothing controversial about that.
What are you doing?
Where is there?
Wait,
are you breaking the show's dog?
Dude, I can't. It has to be 10 things.
Yeah, we don't have 10
God,
dogs.
It's not even in
thank
the
God.
System.
I was like, if Swanson's not number one, you're dying.
Wait, Moxie and, oh my God, you're so dumb.
Although Aaron like, might have enough dogs to round out the 10. You've
None
had
of them
so
are
many.
My own, though.
Yeah, you guys keep vamping because controversial is hard to spell. Okay. I never put it in a place where I can get to it easily. There we go.
You got to start doing that.
I'm ready. Here we go.
He says dumb things, but this is dumbers. He says he's got data, he's crunched the numbers.
but he doesn't even know any scientists. And he gets real mad when you call these lists.
It's TX
controversial rankings.
Oh,
so best dogs.
These
what are,
are
you doing?
The official dog rankings, the best and greatest dogs of all time.
Breeds?
Oh, he's doing dogs like Clifford or Benji.
Or,
yeah, I bet Benji's not on the list because he didn't know
Snoop?
Benji.
I don't know. I was like, or Snoop.
Or Air Bud. Air Bud's probably his
Air Bud's
number one.
Totally up there. Yeah. I hope Swanson's on the list.
Dude, you have to let it go.
I'm just hoping.
Legit.
A girl can dream.
A girl can dream, but these are famous dogs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, how many followers does Swanson the dog see have? Okay. That's okay. Ridiculous.
Okay.
Erica doesn't want to hear this. While crunching the numbers, Mojo ranked a little higher than Swanson.
Let's go!
Neither enough to actually make the list, dead. But that is.
But that's it's what happens.
Yeah.
Aaron and I have both won an award here at the station based on something dying in our life.
Yep.
So it's just.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will say this. Eventually, Swanson will be on the list. Think of it that way.
And then you get an award.
Okay.
You know, when he's dead.
It shouldn't be funny, but it is.
It is hysterical. All right, so these are famous hounds.
Yeah, a couple of honorable mentions to get you in the mood.
Can
here.
I just say, this is one of my least favorite things that you do.
Okay.
Because it's supposed to be 10, and you always get by with just like, 13. Honorable mentions. It's like, dude.
Well, it's to kind of set the stage, too, to also let you know like who. So like Lady and the Tramp, honorable mention.
Both of them?
Because they're separately not enough to be on the list. Together, maybe, but this doesn't count. That Slinky Dog should be on there.
Slinky Dog.
I'm offended that Slinky Dog isn't on there.
Yeah.
Not technically a dog. He's a toy. Just missed the cut by a technicality, unfortunately. I'm with you. He's one of my favorites.
This is going to be...
There's a reason why they're controversial.
Yep, we're going to fight.
But sometimes the number crunching pays off. And in that particular case, I just want to point this out. If any other non-real dog gets in here...
Like a Snoop?
Yeah, what do you mean by non-real?
Well, because he wouldn't let Slinky Dog in.
Because he's a toy.
But he is a toy.
It's a toy story. It's a story about the toy. He's and also Doug from Up. The body of work, just not quite there. He's got the one great...
He's got the one squirrel!
Yeah, but we haven't seen him since. They should bring him back.
He's had his own little spinoffs.
Has he?
Yeah.
Not anything that hit
enough for the number crunchers. All right, we'll get right into it. I think you get the
we
vibe
do
here.
Get the controversial rankings. Okay.
Number 10, we've got Blue from Blue's Clues.
Okay.
That feels very low.
Doesn't say much.
Or anything at all.
Yeah, just kind of. Also, I'm alone on this.
That
is, yeah.
You are the least talented voice actor I've ever met, ever.
Don't tell people
but
that.
But you have that thing down. I literally just looked over expecting to see...
The Clue.
Big Blue Spots. Yeah. Oh my God, that was...
Maybe just me. I was way too old before I realized Blue was a girl.
I
also was old.
Okay. Thank you.
It took forever. They didn't really announce it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was even like when they replaced, was it Steve, right?
Steve.
When they replaced the new, I figured that out.
They had 14 Steves.
They never really used pronouns. It was just always Blue. And then Blue. Blue's got a baby brother. Blue's got it. And then it was like, fine.
Magenta's the baby brother?
There was eventually
Magenta
a baby
was the
brother.
Girlfriend.
Yeah, no, it was a baby brother with like different colored spots.
I don't remember the baby
spots.
Brother.
Or maybe baby sister.
Yeah, no, there was definitely a baby brother.
Yeah, okay. Well,
boy,
Sprinkles?
Yeah, maybe that was the name. Had different colored spots.
Oh, cute.
And I think in that episode, like, and Joe? You go, girl, that's your baby brother. Wow. It was like, there you go. What? What are you talking
about? Maybe Magenta is just the bestie.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
By the way, we don't have that much time to get through 10. So I don't know
sorry.
We can wax on this long about each.
Okay. Number 9.
Magenta was a girl.
Number 9. Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Great. I like that placement.
Dude,
I agree.
He's
kind of a troublemaker.
But you're getting some of the biggest dogs in my life out of the way early. And I know, listen, we talk to all ages here, and I bet you don't have Benji on there, and someone will drive to the station.
I literally don't know who Benji is.
That's exactly the problem. You don't know who Benji is either, do you?
No, I don't.
Benji was the original.
That name came up in some of the research, but.
I just thought of a dog that might be on the list. Bingo.
Oh my God, that's just a mythical dog that we sing
about.
There's
a song.
That doesn't mean we don't know if it's ever.
You have to be specific, because I'm thinking Bluey and Bingar. Australian.
Bingo.
We're going to keep going.
Yeah, well, her name is Bingo, but they're Australian.
Please text in 303-222-5423 if you know who Benji is and you're outraged that Benji wasn't considered for the list.
Okay. Coming in at number 8, Lassie.
Great one.
Just out of respect.
Yeah.
One of the coming
then
here
that
girl.
Should be lower. And if she's beautiful. Just out of respect, well, she should be below Clifford.
Lassie is still
I don't like
classic.
Clifford. All right, I'll just come out and say it. Clifford causes a lot of problems. He makes a lot of messes and never really pays the price.
Hold on, what's that? Trouble at the old mill.
Right. That's why Lassie.
That's why Lassie's got to be on the list. If somebody says trouble at the old mill, you know exactly what's going on.
What is it, girl?
What exactly. is it, girl? Oh.
I've and never beautiful. Actually seen Lassie, though. I don't an really? Episode of Lassie.
Huh. They what's don't hold up. Yes.
It was called Lassie, right?
Lassie, okay. Come Home. There might have been Benji movies.
I thought Lassie too. Was a movie.
It's been in lots
a few of things.
Things. I just thought of another one. I'm not going to say
Lassie
it.
Was a film in 1994.
Yeah, but there's
that
there was
recent?
Stuff before
oh.
than that.
I was thinking like 1950.
Yeah. Lassie was a TV show in 1954.
Okay, yeah. Just out of respect.
Yeah, I was a little too old for it, but I did.
I bet.
Number 7, Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
No.
Where are you?
What's the other one?
Scrappy-Doo.
Oh.
Scrappy. I hate Scrappy. If Scrappy makes a list, you
Scrappy.
Are...
No, Scrappy.
The little... Yeah. When the they just got all cute.
Yeah. Like,
and that's the thing with a lot of these dogs, there's the other dog that's like the partner the of it, part. You know, Scooby and Scrappy.
How close are we to getting half of it done? Are we to six?
One more.
We have one more, yeah.
Okay. I'm okay with this, but I just think, I just want you to know, my kids were so, like Clifford should have been higher up the list because he's still a book that you read to
but
kids.
Clifford's
he's more
problematic.
Thank you. I agree. He doesn't treat his
so
neighbors
big?
Very nice.
Emily Elizabeth didn't know he was going to be big.
Emily Elizabeth. Yeah.
Just go by Emily. All right.
Right.
Pretentious. Coming in at number 6.
Okay.
McGruff the crime dog.
Okay.
The good.
Okay. Okay. It's good, but he's not bigger than Clifford, bro.
No.
Everything you say from
not
this point on.
Not bigger than Lassie either.
No, dude.
Think you about, guys know McGruff?
Yeah, he's like the crime dog. He's like, yeah.
Everybody.
He's
I've
got a
weird
little gruffy like man. He's got a big chin.
He has a big overcoat. He looks like a detective, kind of.
Yes.
He looks like he smokes.
For sure, his voice sounds like he smokes a couple packs a day.
But the change he was able to implement in communities all across the country boosts his ranking to number 6.
Yeah, but Clifford would pass him through his lower intestine like he was just like...
Well, Clifford would eat all the dogs. He's
Clifford
enormous.
Clifford should be
he's
number 1.
He's a nice guy.
Idiot.
It's not... Who would eat the... Okay.
All right.
We can read...
So his rankings, while controversial, they're also stupid. Because everyone's mad about Clifford. He's
I'm
way
not.
Too far down. You're the only... Okay.
I'm with... Clifford, the book, he doesn't
he's
pay the price.
Big.
His consequences don't
he's
have
got,
his actions don't
he's
have consequences.
He's got TV, he's got books, he's across genres.
He had a movie recently.
Yeah.
Yes!
Then I don't
Clifford
know why I'm helping
be way
him.
Higher up.
Like in the last 5 years.
That's what I'm saying. He like who the research team is fired again. All right. The rest of the top 5, or the actual top 5, of the best famous dogs?
Dog rankings, yeah.
Dog rankings. That's coming up next.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9. We are in the middle. Oh, God! Oh!
What?
He says dumb things, but this is dumbers. He says he's got data, he's crunched the numbers. But he doesn't even know any scientists, and he gets real mad when you call these lists.
It's TX.
Controversial rankings.
He's done some controversial ranking. Christmas snacks is still...
Christmas treats.
Christmas treats.
Yeah. It's,
and I still haven't forgiven him for that one. I'll be honest.
And bread will be the all-time.
Yeah. Bread was iconic.
But he still missed biscuits, Erica.
I know.
Enough. I hear it from the biscuit lobby every week.
All right. Okay. So today's controversial rankings.
Controversial.
is rankings. Dogs.
Dogs. The greatest
famous
dog.
Dogs.
Yeah, famous dogs of all time. Number 10, Blue from Blue's Clues. Number 9.
Hold on.
Oh. Yeah,
very good.
That's so good.
Number 9, Clifford the Big Red Dog.
That's a travesty that he's that low.
Yep.
Just 8, size alone.
8 is Lassie. Out of respect.
One. Yeah.
Number 7, Scooby-Doo. Not sure he really solved that many mysteries himself.
He caused more problems.
He probably could have kenneled him a little and probably
should have laid
more
off
done.
The weed a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
So we figured out her forte. She does cartoon dogs.
And okay. Kangaroos.
And kangaroos.
Yes. And then number 6 was McGruff the Crime Dog. Gotta respect the change. He's the positive change for the communities across the country.
Sadly, Erica does not know McGruff.
I'm so unfamiliar.
We're going to find a way for her to...
I would be interested to know if everyone knows McGruff, right? Yeah. I mean, he was in...
Other than Erica, yeah.
Other than Erica, yeah. Text in if you know McGruff. 303-222-5423.
Dun, 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 dun.
Right, the top five. The greatest famous dogs of all time. Number 5, Brian Griffin.
Hmm. I knew he was going to put it in there, and I just don't see it.
I don't like that show.
I don't either, but I Brian like is iconic.
You don't like you, that show.
No. I don't. I'm a girl. I'm like a princess girl.
I am proud of you for not overly... I don't think you should be that high. You want him at number 1 because Family Guy is your thing.
I love Family Guy, but Brian Griffin is portrayed as kind of a D-bag on the show. That's part of his character, so that can't
be
rewarded.
He is recognizable.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
You do see him and you know.
Brian Griffin.
Still, Clifford over Brian. You see a big red dog.
Yep.
I don't know that guy. He's just causing trouble.
Yep. No, you know exactly who.
Never heard of him.
In fact, I would like to set this up maybe this Saturday at the Parker Main Street Park.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We have maybe a bit of a protest. We get the Clifford people out there.
Okay.
Make your signs for Clifford and then make your signs for stupid whatever his name is.
Brian Griffin.
That one.
Wow, you guys are so mad about Clifford. I thought there'd be bigger pushback from Blue's Clues being 10.
No. Blue's Clues is just a TV show and you have to seek it out. Clifford is just everywhere.
And he just causes problems. He never helps.
He's huge.
Yeah.
Okay.
They had to move.
You have a huge dash hound or whatever.
Dachshund.
He can fit on
Wiener.
Yeah, here we go. Let's keep going. Dun, right. Dun, dun, dun.
Number 4, Goofy.
Is
technically
know.
A dog, single father, put his son through college, even went himself to make sure his son was all right.
Wait, is Goofy the one that can talk?
Yes. Yes. Goofy can talk. Pluto. Let's not ask questions about what's going on with Pluto.
Yes.
So Pluto's not going to make the list?
No, because he doesn't.
A
Goofy.
Dog. Is he Goofy's
He's like a dog, dog
or is he Mickey's
he's
dog?
He's Mickey's dog, yeah.
Okay, but
so Goofy's
son
nobody's
is
dog.
Max.
Right, Goofy's son is Max from a Goofy movie and a Goofy-er movie, a Goofy movie
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I just don't like that Eye to Eye song. My
What's
sister
that?
Ruined it for me. It's from
the Powerline song? What?
What are you
yeah.
I don't know what this is.
Anytime I'm with my sister and her best friend, they play that song so much and I'm like,
they say they play a Disney song?
Eye to Eye. Eye to Eye. I don't know.
I don't know that
and
song.
Therefore, I...
Tiak is actually visibly hurt and angered.
You're not a Powerline. So you've just overheard it, right? It was so good at first, and now you don't like it anymore?
I think it was just overplayed.
Okay.
And I just... Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Okay, these... It is for sure, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, living up to its name today.
Yeah.
As controversial.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
There is a lot of controversy.
I don't know if I can finish.
What number was Goofy?
Goofy's number 4.
He should
okay,
lower.
Here we go.
Dun, lower, dun, dun, dun. The single father. Okay. Number 3, Bluey.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Bluey.
I'm going to say this. I've been setting you up for something, and if what I'm doing isn't on the list, you're a dead man. Do you know what I've been doing every time?
You've been doing dun, 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 dun.
Yes.
Isn't that like Phantom of the Opera or something?
Beethoven.
Oh, boy. I'm locked in. I know what his number 1 is.
Did you already
you
say
You already
it?
Know. Don't say it out
well,
loud
there's
now.
There's only 2 more,
Only 2 more, yeah.
That's 2
I think
more.
It's, no, I think it's the, go on, get.
It's probably Airbud, but here's the thing.
That was my
if
guess.
If Beethoven doesn't make the list.
Yeah, that's a good one.
He's
I
just a big slobber.
But yeah. what was the dog with Tom Hanks?
The dog.
He was a detective. Smooch.
Oh,
something. Hooch. Hooch.
I don't know.
Turner and Hooch.
The body of work. Wasn't Beethoven just in
Beethoven
one?
Beethoven had several movies.
Was there several? Yeah. I think there were quite a lot.
Okay.
And I guess the daughter named Rice or something.
Beethoven has a daughter
named Rice. Beethoven's got a daughter
named? Wait. Wasn't there a movie with
Rice? Yeah. Rice is the daughter's name.
Erica,
not Beethoven.
To try to
daughter.
Be married to you, or just be in even a work relationship. It's like you've seen Citizen Kane, right? Classic movie. What was it? Beethoven's dog named Rice?
No.
What?
One of Beethoven's owners was named Rice, and I never forgot it because who names their kid
spelled
Rice?
Spelled with a Y, R-Y-C-E.
Yeah. Oh, like Bryce, but without a V. Oh. Mm-hmm.
The Dalmatians can't be in there because they're a group, right?
Exactly. Thank you for understanding. Which one? Pongo? Okay, but what about Birdie? Burita.
I'm worried that you
can't believe you know any of their names.
Pongo's iconic.
You think I don't do the research? I've been pouring over this stuff. Of course I know the names.
All right, we're down to the top two.
So we know Air Bud's going to be in there.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
I was thinking like Homeward Bound 2, but they didn't really have a body
of work. What about Marley?
Marley?
But again, the body of work with his stupid eyebrow. Hold on. I'm going to be T-Hack. The body of work. And thus, sorry, was my face not round enough? Let me try again.
Oh my God!
Oh my gosh.
Too far.
Sad because you don't have nice cheeks.
Still more mad about the power line.
Comments. Oh my God!
Okay, go ahead.
Number two, I don't think he's been mentioned yet. Snoopy.
Oh my God! How did we forget? How would we forget Snoopy?
Well, I'm not that big of a Snoopy fan. He's also always causing trouble.
He is, but...
Ouch!
But the body of work.
The dance with his nose up.
Oh, yeah.
The dance with his nose up.
Okay, he is pretty cute when he dances.
And him and Woodstock's relationship.
Wasn't he the first ever...
animated dog?
No, balloon for Thanksgiving's Day Parade.
I believe so.
I think, yeah. Okay. Iconic, yes.
I have several dogs now that have come to mind.
Okay.
What's the sidekick to Garfield? Odie.
Odie.
Oh, body of work.
Okay.
But he's not anything without Garfield.
Yeah. And if you're nothing without a cat, get out.
Yeah.
This is the most controversial we've ever been.
I think we all have to know number one, though.
One is left, and we know it's not Swanson.
We do know that.
Yeah,
and it's probably not Beethoven.
Higher. If it's Mojo, I will come across.
No, he already said Mojo was in the body. Okay. He was like down in the research. It's
because
not Beethoven.
They did qualify. Something to put on their mantle. They did qualify as famous dogs. It's like a participation.
It's like getting that second place CBA award.
Kind of. It's just a certificate.
You a little piece of paper printed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number one.
It's not Beethoven. It's not
Odie. Air Bud.
It's Air Bud.
The greatest dog of all time. Lettering in not only baseball. Not only football, only soccer.
This is a travesty. It's a travesty.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I had never heard of this phenomenon. I thought I invented it. Okay.
I'm out.
Yeah, if you claim to have invented anything else.
No, I didn't invent. Like, I just thought, I was like, I knew, there's something called twin films. And I knew that who did... Can
like Mary-Kate and Ashley films?
That's what I first thought.
Yeah.
What are those Sprouse kids?
Dylan and Cole Sprouse.
They didn't do many movies.
Yeah.
Mary-Kate and Ashley had the same movie, just in different locations.
Pretty
every
much.
Time I've
Our
seen
Lips Are Sealed.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so cute.
You got a little creepy there. Can you calm down? The way you're like, I've seen them all.
In a London minute.
I think they're older than I am.
In a New York minute.
New York minute, yeah. A London minute.
There's a London one.
I was a kid.
He was a kid with sisters.
Yeah. Okay. This is
and he
creepy.
Might have liked them.
Here's the deal. What a twin film
is. Win in London.
Thank you.
What a twin film is like there was a time when Pixar was like the animation company.
Yes.
They put out Toy Story and everybody's like, holy crap, that's better than anything we could ever do.
Right. Mm.
But when Toy Story came out, they were like at different times, they would like, oh, okay, we put out this movie. What do we need to make better? Oh, we need to make water better. Like, we need to work on water. So they literally made a movie with water. I swear to God.
Okay.
This is real. So they're like, we're going to make water. So their competitors are like, they're doing a water movie. So while they're working on Finding Nemo, whoever those D-bags are on the other company, don't know if it's Illumination or DreamWorks or who it is.
Oh, yeah.
They were like, yeah. They made a twin film. They made A Shark's Tale.
Oh, yeah.
And this is where
and
we go.
They came out at like the same time.
Uh-huh. Because they're like, they're already started on it. It was like when they made Monsters, Inc., you know what they were working on?
No.
They were working on Fur.
Fur? Well, I don't remember Fur.
Like,
yeah.
The fur, like Sully's fur and stuff.
I am with
you.
I
thought you were saying Fur was a movie. And I was no recollection of that. No.
Pixar was working on Fur.
Dude.
When they made Merida, they were working on the hair. It was curly her hair. It was like, can't be all one texture.
So
her hair was like
they decided to make entire films rather than just work on their skills?
They were working on their skills, but like the only way to make sure we're going to really perfect water is do a movie that's entirely about water. It's in the water.
And I'm sure they've gotten faster, but I remember because I used to actually want to be a 3D animator for like a brief period.
Cute.
But it took so long because that's like to get anything done. Even the bloopers that they would put at the end of Toy Story and stuff. It's
my God.
This had to take months to just throw it in at the end. So like they're kind of to your point, like as they're working, they're like, we kind of got to work towards something or else it's going to take way too long.
For nothing.
Yeah.
But can we discuss some of these films? Like, for example, Nemo, Shark's Tale. I don't think there's even a battle.
No, not at all. No. Nemo is by far one of my favorite movies.
Is Shark's Tale even worth watching a second time?
People have really liked the girl in it.
Yeah. And Angelina.
There's the jellyfish guys in it. I really like
the Rastafarian dudes. The car wash dudes.
That's right.
It's kind of good.
I don't remember them. Good bits of humor, but Nemo is still by far better.
Nemo just tugs at your heartstrings.
Yeah.
So a lot of these are Pixar and battling everybody else because then there was, they were working on Bug's Life.
Oh, ants.
Still, Bugs Life is superior.
Bugs Life is so superior.
Yeah.
I used to watch ants a lot at my friend's house because they said a couple curse words.
In ants?
Okay.
They were a little edgier.
Like real?
Ants, yeah.
Which one of the ants said it? Sylvester Stallone?
I think so, yeah.
Real curse words.
No, I think he said like damn or hell or something.
Oh my
gosh. What year did it come out? I was
1998.
I was like 7 or 8.
Oh my gosh.
Like, turn it on. Shut the door.
But Bugs Life with the...
I am a beautiful butterfly.
Oh, yeah. The caterpillar.
I've been saving that one up for you guys. I used to do that a lot at home. And his little tiny wings
should have never held him up.
Never. They didn't, though.
Yeah,
they did. He flew everybody eventually.
Yeah.
He was flying like they were all riding on him. His weird little wings, they were enough. And I was like, come on, man. Physics still matters.
Hopper was good, too. He was,
was
Dennis
Leary? Petrified of Hopper.
I didn't like that one.
It's a great movie.
But I loved the little girl aunt. I forgot her name. Dot. The like kid. Dot. She was so
in Bug's Life.
That's in Bug's Life. Yeah.
Yes.
Hopper's so was Hopper. Hopper was in Bug's Life.
Oh, I thought
who's the bad guys in the other one?
Was another movie.
No.
No, he's a bad guy.
Who's the bad guys in ants?
More ants.
I just remember the curse words. I don't remember. Okay. I think we just watched that part over and over.
I'm going to do one more that is animated, and then we can move on to other twin movies. Ratatouille and Flushed Away.
I do not remember Flushed Away.
Oh, I love both of those.
What's his bucket? This is the greatest show. Hugh Jackman.
That's him?
Hugh Jackman? Yeah.
I didn't know
that.
Flushed Away.
It's Tom Jones.
Could never compete with Ratatouille.
I don't know. There's something funny about it.
It's not about cooking, but it's about a rodent with unusual power.
It's just like a rodent that doesn't even look real. It looks like Boo.
Yeah, they look like Wallace and Gromit.
The Wallace and Gromit people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I don't think I've seen that one.
Dude, your kids have to watch.
They're so funny.
Dude.
Okay. I'll watch it.
Which one?
Flushed Away.
Oh, even I'm not interested.
They don't curse in it, do they?
I'm out. Here's the other one that comes up on the show all the time. I don't remember the name, and I'm not going to look down. It's the two about friends.
No Strings Attached.
Okay, is that with Justin?
No Strings Attached is with it's with Natalie Portman and Ashton Kutcher. And then
Friends with Benefits
is Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis. Am I correct?
I have no idea.
Wait, but
I haven't seen
either. Ashton ends up with Mila.
But Ashton and Mila,
I think
were already married at that point.
They were? No. That was in 2011.
Oh, I think they were married by then.
I think they were. Hmm. Okay, when did Ashton and...
They got married in 2015.
Oh.
He was married to Demi Moore.
Started dating. It says early 2012. So right after those movies came out, they were like, we were in same, same, but different. Sorry.
It's so crazy though. How did we not like pick up on that? It's the same movie.
I remember picking up on it.
Remember picking up on it because remember, as I said, I invented this.
Don't.
Because here's the two that I really want to talk about, and I'll only nerd for a second because I know nobody's seen them. The Prestige.
I've seen it.
And what are you talking Illusionist.
About? I haven't seen that one.
Oh my God, they're both so good. You have to watch them both.
I do love the
Prestige.
There's
no way.
One of them is Christian Bale. Oh.
And Hugh Jackman.
Again?
Is that the one with... Yes. In the Prestige. Hugh Jackman, yes. That one's so good. And the other one's Ed Norton Jr. Nope. Ed Norton? What's his name?
Edward Norton?
Yes.
Jessica Biel? Paul Giamatti. Wow.
They are such good movies. Can I tell you something, Princess?
What?
They're about magic. And yeah. You will make...
Yeah. Yeah. They're good. No.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
You caught me still chewing.
I didn't catch you like the song ended.
Well,
like...
hey, true. I think I have a problem.
Okay. Is it that you eat at work?
Sorry. I think I have an additional problem.
Okay.
Something happened today.
Oh boy.
And I had this moment of like, no, something's wrong with me because I felt so much guilt.
Oh.
I was in the shower.
God.
And I turned around to face the water, and there was a spider. And before thinking, I filled my hands up with water and I washed it down the drain. And then I was like, that spider had a family.
Oh my God. You are one of those people.
I didn't used to be. So this is like a new development that I have actual like empathy for others.
Are you pregnant?
Aaron, I better not be. No, I'm like 99. No, I'm certain, actually. What am I doing?
Watch your boobs.
Oh my gosh, you do.
She's really confused. It might be pregnancy brain. That's disgusting.
Oh my God. Wanda!
You're the one who suggested.
Yeah, I said watch your boobs, but he said he's on it.
Okay.
Who's more...
Okay. You.
That was the itsy bitsy spider. Literally from That's the song. Washed down the drain. And
I just had this.
No, the rain came down. It wasn't a drain.
And it went down a spout.
Oh, it was an outdoor drain.
Oh.
What? Hold on.
Oh, wait.
It's like the Alphabet song. Okay. We got to sing it.
The itsy bitsy spider went up the water spout. Down came the rain and washed the spider out.
Oh, no.
Out came the sun and dried up all the rain. And the itsy bitsy spider was dead in lots of pain.
Was up something like that.
Mm.
Okay, so not a drain.
Okay.
But I've had this thing recently where like, I think
who
that
had us singing that on their bingo card for the year?
Absolutely no one.
Take a drink if.
Truly, take a drink if. How do you fix empathy? I think I need to get meaner again.
How do you fix empathy?
I'm becoming too worrisome about like others, including spiders.
It's wild that, okay, so you legitimately recognized something in the spider that told you they have procreated and there were other spiders that would be missing.
I mean,
that
no,
spider.
But it's like, I just felt bad. I just went like, what? And then it's like, what if someone did that to me?
One can only hope.
Hey!
Are you going somewhere?
I'm on it, boss.
Oh, no.
I see no one else in the room has this problem.
I don't, because I know people who are the spider putter outsiders, and I think they're the, like,
I don't think
I'm looking
I'd go
at you,
that
Alice.
Far.
You know, you're one of them, my friend Alice, and it's like, and then she gets the cup, and then she puts a piece of paper underneath.
The spider.
No, she just puts a cup over it and then puts slides a menu underneath and then takes it outside. I don't know how to explain this to you, but it's like somebody finding you in Colorado and going, oh, she'd be better in England. And then they fly.
Sign me
like,
up, sign me up.
It's like, what? No,
she's
like,
on
not.
It, boss.
No, but you are like switching their habitat.
Yeah, it's not an outdoor spider.
So you're better to kill them?
Yes. Well, or just live with it. That. Or just live with it.
I don't want to live with it. Then I'm going to eat like 24 spiders this year.
That is so not true. Like you, oh my God, you believe in that urban myth? Look that up. That's an urban myth. You don't eat any spiders.
Okay. Well, we have mice outside right now. What am I supposed to do? Kill them?
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
You have to kill it.
No. I'm with you. I can squash a bug, but something about,
yeah,
I don't know what.
Yeah, the spider eating thing is a myth.
I don't know where the like line is from where I can squish it to I can't squish it.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe if it has like a heartbeat.
Yeah, I can't do
what
it.
What are you talking about? Okay.
I would take the mice outside.
Well, they are.
They're only going to find their way
they
back
live under
in.
They definitely will
couch.
Come back. I'm not
they
saying.
They are outside.
There is no part of me that is telling you, T-Hack, to squish the mouse.
Yeah. Okay? Yeah.
There are different ways of killing it. But like, I'm not saying to pull your dad and walk up to him just like, put your size 10 and a half on top of it.
A very farm way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like they're more humane. They're not really humane.
But maybe I should just
they're not.
Start a habitat for them.
Because if you take it outside your house.
The spider?
Or the mouse.
The mouse is outside our house.
But it's going to come back inside.
Sorry, am I a children's novelist?
If you take it outside, it's going to come back in. Yours is outside, but they'll eventually find a way in. Like you have to.
I don't want them to find a way in.
Like I had what did I have? I had a squirrel. I had something.
Squirrels stay out.
But I bought like a trap.
You tried to trap a squirrel?
Maybe it was a rabbit.
And you didn't feel. No, not the little cotton-tailed.
Yes, I did. I did trap a rabbit.
Yeah, rabbits are different for me. I hate them.
What, you guys, they play in the front yard.
They eat your front yard and they destroy all your hard work.
I don't have even a front yard.
They try to burrow under the house, too.
They do. They can get under, like, and I was chasing one and I had it, like, cornered by the fence and I'm like, this thing, no shot. There is, like, a 1 centimeter gap in the fence and it's like, its vertebrae just fully goes and collapses like a transformer. It's like, it liquefies and comes out on the other side of the fence. You're like,
transformer,
how did you do that? But so I caught it. And then
you killed it.
Yeah, no. But if you just like you have to drive far from your house. If
so
I
you
just
put
driven
it in your car,
I put it in the back of my truck and I drove a long, long way to another person's house that I was like, yeah, their yard looks too good. And I let it go on their yard. Cause like, I don't like if you leave it anywhere in your neighborhood, it's like, I know the grass right over there is really good and it will come back. Especially if like,
let it.
No. Cause like if you're putting grass seed, help me out.
Yes.
You put grass seed down and you're like, oh, it's going to grow. They're like, oh, sprouts.
That's a bunny like, with fresh. A life.
Yeah. No.
And a mom.
Oh my God. When Dane has a yard that he is spending tons of money trying to maintain, you are going to be stomping spiders, bunnies, small children.
No.
Some little kid comes by and like tries to pick a tulip. You're gonna be like,
can we just sing "Itsy Bitsy Spider" again?
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
So I have a warning to all you people who like to honk your horn. There is a limit.
Oh,
interesting.
Just letting you know.
All right, and I have a warning about. Not being so dumb that you give yourself away.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Ohio.
I'm from Ohio.
Yeah. Yeah, Ohio people are dumb.
No, they just, dude, it's just like him with the, like, T-Hack with the Iowa. Anybody from Ohio, it's just like, oh, you know, I'm from there. It's like,
Dane hates
I
Ohio.
I don't care.
So,
the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is there, isn't it?
Okay, sure. Okay.
Sure.
Well, let me just say this. I went to Ohio State. No, you didn't. Where'd you go?
Okay. Well, a fire had broken out in Ohio at a brush fire? No, hold on.
Maybe we read the story before we get on the air.
Oh. It was involving fuel tanks. I'm sorry. There's a couple different... You'll see. Okay. And a fire broke out. And obviously, it was like a very big fire because it was fuel tanks and... it was caught on video. So on video, they knew that there was a guy who had gone and he was trying to steal fuel.
Oh.
And somehow a fire broke out, which is crazy.
Nice.
Well, they couldn't tell exactly who it was. So the police had called in a few people to figure out
that
they may have been the ones who started the fire. We didn't start the fire.
Okay. Listen,
and,
hold it together.
The problem is one of the men came in and was like, what fire do you mean? Whatever do you mean, sir, officer? His eyebrows were burnt off.
And
what?
No.
What? Not only that, also had burns on his face and bandages on his arm.
Hey, bro.
And he tried to tell them that the burns came from work. And then he said, no, no, I'm sorry. I meant a brush fire.
Oh.
And they eventually were like, no, buddy, you were taking the gas. And he admitted it, that he was siphoning gas and lit a cigarette nearby.
Oh, my.
I'm sorry. When I'm siphoning gas and hankering for some nicotine, right, maybe put in a Zen, idiot.
He deserved it.
Okay. Yeah, he's an idiot. Wow. My story is out of India. Real quiet in here. A man was arrested by police for excessive use of his horn.
Oh, wow.
Apparently, other people on the road were complaining. They even called the police and said, this dude will not stop honking. He had a 40-minute commute, and video footage of the commute shows he honked 172 times.
What?
He said, no, I didn't. Some of the things on the video are other horns, to which they said, hold my beer. He had a dash cam.
Oh.
They checked his dash cam, and he was right. Four of the honks were other vehicles.
Four.
The other 168 honks were from his car.
You can get...
arrested. Bro, 168 honks. It's time that you get what's coming to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too much.
That is too much.
And 68 honks.
Oh, buddy.
It was just a fine. So.
Oh, not too bad. So maybe you do it again?
You just lit a fire and...
Exactly.
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I'm Mark Sullinger, producer and one of the hosts of The Moth Podcast. For nearly two decades, The Moth has brought live storytelling to stages around the world and to millions of listeners. These are real people telling true stories from their lives. Stories about a lost family recipe, about working to free a wrongfully convicted man, about realizing you need to leave your May-December romance. Stories that will move you, surprise you, make you laugh. Stories you can't forget. Join us. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.